Title: Low Mid Pressure Design from Scratch Using Session View Intermediate. All right, let's build low mid pressure from scratch in Ableton Live using Session View, specifically for drum and bass bass lines. This is the stuff that makes a drop feel present and physical on a club system, without turning your mix into a muddy mess. The big idea today is simple: the sub should be boring and reliable, and the low mid layer is where the attitude lives. Then Session View becomes your bass lab, because we can make multiple versions fast, audition them instantly, and resample a performance into a palette of stabs and phrases. Before we even touch a synth, quick coach move: pick a pressure note. In DNB, one note often carries the whole drop. Choose your anchor, usually the root, and maybe one tension note. So for example, in a minor, your anchor might be A1 and your tension might be G1 or C2. This prevents random sound design decisions. You're designing around a purpose. Now set up the bass lab. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track called SUB, a second MIDI track called Low Mid, and an audio track called Bass Resample. On Bass Resample, set audio from to resampling and set monitor to in. That last bit is huge because it makes recording variations stupid fast. Optional but recommended: create another MIDI track called Sidechain Trig. This will be your clean, consistent sidechain source. Then group SUB and Low Mid into a group called Bass Bus. Think of it like one instrument made of two layers. If you want to work like a pro in Session View, color code your clips so your eyes can make decisions instantly. For example, make your roller clips one color, fills another, switches another. Session View rewards speed. Cool. Let's build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Keep it simple. Use oscillator A only, set it to a sine wave. Put it down one or two octaves so your fundamental lands roughly around 45 to 55 Hz, depending on the key. For DNB, that zone tends to feel right, but don't be dogmatic. If your tune is an F, things shift. For the amp envelope, keep attack at zero so it speaks immediately. Give it a small release, like 80 to 150 milliseconds, so it doesn't click when notes end. If you're doing stabs, you might use a shorter decay and low sustain. If you're doing held notes, keep sustain up. The goal is clean note behavior with no pops. After operator, add EQ8. High pass at around 20 to 25 Hz to cut rumble you don't need. And here's a teacher tip: don't automatically carve the sub to make room for the low mids yet. Only dip around 200 to 300 if you hear an actual fight later. Then add utility. Set widths to 0%. Mono sub, always. If your live version has bass mono, great. But the important outcome is, the sub is centered and consistent. Gain stage this track. Don't slam it. Aim for healthy headroom. Peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dB is a solid working range. Now make an 8-bar MIDI clip for the SUB. Use your anchor note, like A1. Make a classic roller rhythm. Longer notes on the main beats, and a couple of 8th-note pickups to push the groove. Keep it straight for now. We can add groove later, but at this stage we want clean comparison while sound designing. And remember, the SUB should feel almost too simple. If your sub is doing backflips, it'll betray you on big systems. Pressure comes from the layer above it. Now the low mid layer. The pressure engine. On low mid, load wave eatable. Start with a rich oscillator. Basic shapes is perfect. Move it toward a sawish area. Turn oscillator 2 off for clarity at first. You can add it later, but low mids get crowded fast, and clarity wins. Add subtle unison. 2 voices, low amount, like 10 to 20%. We're not making a super saw. We're making a focused bass that punches. Set the amp envelope so it has a little bite. Attack close to zero, decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds, sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release again around 80 to 150 milliseconds. That bark then settle shape is one of the easiest ways to get perceived punch without just turning things up. Now build a stock device chain that creates pressure while staying controlled. First, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive it about 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If it sounds better only because it's louder, it's not better. Then auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Start cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. You can optionally use the filter envelope for a pluck. A small envelope amount, quick decay, just enough to make the front edge talk. Then EQ8. High pass the low mid around 70 to 90 Hz. This is critical. You are deliberately preventing the low mid layer from stepping on the sub fundamental. This also reduces phase problems. Now in the 120 to 280 region, Think low mid budget. You only have so much space there. If your snare body lives around 180 to 220, your bass cannot be massive there all the time. So use EQ like a planner, not a brute force weapon. If you need extra chest, you might add a gentle bell somewhere around 130 to 220 by 1 to 3 dB, but only if it's truly needed. And if you hear boxiness, often around 250 to 400, notch it gently. Next, drum bus on the low mid. Yes, on bass, keep it controlled. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15, crunch just a touch, and be careful with boom. Boom can sneak sub back in and wreck your nice clean sub layer. Use it only if you fully understand what it's doing, and keep it subtle. Then utility, keep this mostly mono, width at 0 to 30%. If you want stereo excitement, we'll do that above the real pressure zone, not inside it. At this point, you should have SUB doing clean fundamentals, and low mid living mostly in the 100 to 300 zone, plus some harmonics above. Now, phase sanity check. This is fast and it saves you hours. Mute low mid and listen to SUB alone. It should feel tight and centered. Bring low mid back in. If the bottom suddenly feels smaller, like you lost weight, that's destructive interaction. Fix options. Raise the low mid high pass a bit. Simplify the low mid waveform, or reduce anything that's reintroducing uncontrolled low end, like boom style enhancement. Now let's do the session view magic. Movement using clip envelopes. Instead of drawing automation in arrangement, we'll bake motion into each session clip so each clip is a different bass behavior. On a low mid clip, open the envelope section. Choose device, pick auto filter, and select frequency. Draw one bar shape. For example, on beat 1, open the filter more, like up to around 1.2k, then tighten it over beats 2 to 4, maybe down to 500 to 800. That gives a push at the start of the bar and keeps the rest controlled. Duplicate the clip, make variations. Clip A is your steady roller, tighter. Clip B opens more aggressively on offbeats. Clip C is a halftime or switch vibe, where the filter opens on bigger moments. Then do another envelope, but keep it subtle, saturate or drive. Add a tiny push, like 1 or 2 dB, on the last bar of an 8 or 16 bar phrase. That's a classic lift moment without changing the MIDI. Coach note, this is where a lot of people either underdo it or overdo it. Underdo it and everything feels static. Overdo it and your bass sounds like it's constantly yelling. We want micro variation, not chaos. Next, sidechain, cleanly. If you want control, use a ghost trigger. On sidechain trig, put a drum rock with a short click or transient sample. Program the kick rhythm you want the bass to duck to. Then put a compressor on SUB and low mid. Enable sidechain, choose sidechain trig as the input. Suggested starting points, attack around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio anywhere from 3:1 to 6:1. Then set threshold for about 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on the SUB, and 1 to 4 on the low mid. Teacher tip, if the release is too long, you'll pump in a way that steals momentum from rolling DNB. If it's too short, it can sound jittery. Adjust while listening to the groove, not just watching meters. There's also a vibier option using auto pan as tremolo ducking. Set phase to 0 degrees, rate to a quarter note or eighth note, and use amount to control ducking. It's less precise but can feel very rolling. For this lesson, I'd stick to the compressor sidechain for reliability. Now glue the layers on the bass bus. On the bass bus group, add EQ 8 first. Tweep the 150 to 350 area and check for mud buildup. If it's thick but unclear, a gentle cut can tighten it instantly. Also consider your snare. If the snare body is heavy around 180 to 220, a small dip in that region on the bass can make your drums feel bigger without changing the drum track at all. Add glue compressor next. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, regimo 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not flattening. Optionally add a saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive and soft clip on, just to make the two layers feel like one instrument. Then utility to control width if you need to. And rule of thumb, do not widen the low band. If you want width, it should be in the higher harmonics, not the pressure zone. Drop a spectrum on the bus. You're looking for consistent energy around 100 to 250 without an uncontrolled hump that dominates everything. Consistent doesn't mean constant, it means intentional. Now we resample, because this is how you turn one bass into a system. Arm bass resample. Let your SUB play. Then launch different low mid clips live. Roller, variation, stabs, halftime. Record 8 to 16 bars of performance. You're basically performing an arrangement in session view, but printing the audio. Once you have the audio clip, you can warp it depending on the material. Complex Pro can work for heavy stuff. Beats mode is great for tight slicing. Consolidate the best moments into one shots and stabs. Add small fades to avoid clicks. Optional but powerful. Drag the resample into simpler and slice mode. Now you can play your printed bass hits across the keyboard. That's extremely jungle friendly, and it's a fast way to discover call and response phrases. Quick gain staging reminder. Clip gain staging equals consistent resamples. Before you print, make sure your different low-mid clips hit the bus at roughly similar loudness, otherwise your palette will be uneven and you'll waste time fixing levels instead of writing music. Now let's structure this into a performable set. Make 3 to 5 bass clips minimum. A roller variation, a stabs clip, a call response idea, and a halftime switch. Then build scenes. Scene 1. Intro roller, tighter filter, minimal drive. Scene 2. Drop A, full low mid, stable pattern. Scene 3. Drop a variation, more filter opens, slight drive boost. Scene 4. Switch or halftime clip. Scene 5. Drop B where you add a resampled stab response or a different emphasis. And here's an arrangement upgrade that matters. Design a pressure arc across 16 bars. Don't just random launch clips. Step the energy. Tight, then slightly open. Then add punctuation. Then an anti-mod bar where pressure reduces for 1 bar. Then full pressure. In D&B, contrast is a weapon. If everything is heavy all the time, nothing feels heavy. A few advanced variation ideas you can try once the basics are working. Micro timing. Keep the SUB perfectly on grid, and nudge only a few low-mid notes by a few milliseconds. Push a couple notes early for urgency, pull a couple late for drag. Do it sparingly so it's felt, not heard. Velocity as a pressure controller. In Waveitable, map velocity to filter envelope amount or amp decay. Then duplicate the same MIDI pattern into 3 clips and change only velocities. That's a super clean way to get performance dynamics. Call and response using register. Keep the same rhythm, but in one clip shift low-mid up an octave and increase the high pass a bit. You get contrast without rewriting the groove. This audio version is shortened for playback.